So thank you for coming in today. If you can just tell me your name, please.
Christian Giblin.
And thank you. And which part of Hull do you live in?
Chantillons Avenue, West Hull.
Ah, brilliant. Thank you. And you've come in today to tell me about Romeo's and Juliet's.
Yeah, Romeo and Juliet, specifically Juliet's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's your story about it?
Well, I used to go to Juliet's, which was half of Romeo and Juliet's, and it was a rave club. And, yeah, so I used to go there every week. And basically, it played rave music, a really good night, really good, enjoyable night. And but I was there the night it got raided. And it got closed down because it got raided. And we was all dancing away, enjoying ourselves and everything. And then about an hour into the night, all of a sudden, hundreds of police ran in. And a female police officer grabbed the microphone on the DJ booth and said, "This is a police raid. Please remain calm, please remain seated." Well, at this point, I mean, I'm sorry to say this, but at this point, it was notoriously full of drugs, Juliet's. And sadly, I was one of them that took drugs as well. And as soon as we had the female police officer declare that this was a raid, I threw my drugs onto the floor. Practically everybody in Juliet's did the same. And there was just, it was just a carpet of drugs, literally a carpet of drugs. So I can understand why they raided it and subsequently closed it down. Anyway, I threw a man on the floor. Literally seconds later, I was arrested. I was searched. And then it was on the third floor, Juliet's. And what the police then did, they put to search everybody, they put police desks at the ground floor. And the queue, there was a human queue all the way from the third floor to the ground floor of people from Juliet's, and everyone would get searched individually to make sure they didn't have drugs. Anyway, nobody had drugs because, as I said, there was simply a carpet of drugs, a sea of drugs in Juliet's. So when everyone got searched, hardly anybody got arrested because obviously they discarded the drugs that they had on them. Subsequently, though, and sadly, because it was a really good night out in Juliet's, it was closed the following week and it was never to reopen. But we did get wind of this raid because only a couple of weeks earlier, there was two large middle-aged ladies in Juliet's who stuck out like sore thumbs, basically. And they was going around asking people if they could get any stuff. Well, nobody used the word stuff, basically. So there was obviously undercover police officers. So we did sort of get wind that this might be happening, but it happened. The police raid was dramatic. Everyone was gutted because obviously they love going to Juliet's, but they closed it down, and I can understand why, because obviously drugs isn't a good thing and I would never advocate taking them. I was very foolish to do so. So that's my story.
Oh, wow. That's amazing to have actually been there. So you weren't arrested?
No.
Because you managed to
get rid of it.
And was the same thing going on in Romeo's as well? What did they do about Romeo's?
No, Romeo's. Romeo's closed as well because it was inextricably joined to Juliet's.
Yeah.
But Romeo's was more like people drank beer and played chart hits, that sort of thing. It was quieter, the music. In Juliet's, the music was rave, underground rave music. And it was really hot and sweaty in there. And yeah, it was people who took drugs, who liked rave music, that sort of thing. So Romeo's was more for people who liked to beer and dance to Kylie Minogue, that kind of thing. Yeah. But obviously it shut down because Juliet shut down, so Romeo shut down as well. Mm-hmm. So that was the end of that, yeah.
So the police didn't sort of drugs bust Romeo's?
No, it was just Juliet's.
They just shut it down?
Romeo's was left to and enjoy the night to party on. It was just Juliet's that got raided. So, right. Yeah.
Oh, wow. And you said you went there a lot.
Yes.
So what sort of... You've described a little bit of the night.
Yeah.
So how would your night pan out? Would you start... Would you have drinks before, like pre-drinks before you went out? And
we'd all sort of meet up in a pub. We'd possibly take our drugs in the pub. It was ecstasy and amphetamine. And then... the drugs would be coming on when Juliet's opened, and then you went to Juliet's, your drugs would be coming on, beginning to sort of get some traction with that, and then Juliet's would start the night off playing ambient music, which is sort of slower, more chilled out, and then it'd gradually build and build into sort of more furious, uncompromising, hardcore beats and that sort of thing. And that's when you'd be peaking on your drugs, and then you'd be off your face basically, and mm-hmm. then the night unfolded from there really. So yeah, so uh-huh. But I do regret it, yeah. And I took drugs for, God, let me think, must be 26 years I've not uh-huh. touched them.
So can you tell me what it was like going into Juliet's? Because yeah. obviously you must have come in through the back of the building, up the stairs.
Yeah, you go up the stairs. There's a lot of stairs. And then I think it was the third floor. And then there was, you'd go in, you'd have to go through Romeo's or the corridor around the back to get to Juliet's. So we'd sort of sit in Romeo's, wait, because Juliet's opened slightly later than Romeo's. So we'd all be crowded round at the seats near Juliet's entrance. And so it was, you know, you'd see all the people want to go to Juliet's in Romeo's near the entrance of Juliet's. And you'd just be sat there waiting excitedly for your drugs to come on, and also for Juliet's to open. So it was fun times, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and what sort of clothes were you wearing at that time? This was like the early 90s, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was 1991.
Yeah.
So you'd be wearing a T-shirt, jeans or trousers. Well, not trousers, jeans. Yeah, and you know it'd get basically very hot in there. So you'd dress appropriately, you know, appropriately for being in a small space that's very hot. And even the ceiling, it's sweat. You know, you get drops of sweat from the ceiling.
Right.
Not
so like
sweat,
moisture.
Yeah. You'd feel it dripping from the ceiling because it was so hot.
Right.
People were dancing so furiously in such a small space with loud music that so it was very hot. You dressed appropriately for somewhere that's going to be very hot. And you'd either sit in the corridor and chill out and listen to the music from there, or you'd be sat on one of the sofas next near the DJ box, or you'd be dancing, one of them three. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
And could you see what it was like inside? What colours it was? Or?
No, it was very dark, so mm-hmm. it was hard to determine what colours it was, because it was so dark, and there was sort of strobe lights, that sort of thing, lots of lighting, but you couldn't see. It wasn't like a sober, sort of well lit area. It was dark, intense strobe lighting, small space, so it was very hardcore to use terminology from them days. So yeah, so it was good though. It was good for what basically you wanted, which was a good night out dancing.
And did you see the same people there? Was it sort of like a real core group of people that were going in?
Yeah, I mean, you didn't know everybody because it was two people, but you'd have your regulars that you'd see every week, and mm-hmm. we was one of those. And yeah, so you got to know people as more you went, basically.
Yeah. And what about the DJs in there? Was it the same DJ most of the time?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, there was two DJs that DJed together, and it was a guy called Philip Hailstone, and the other DJ was called DJ Fast T, and right. they were the DJs, and they played underground rave every week.